Welcome to episode 300 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm your host, Dan Reamer, and this week, for this special episode, I am joined by Gerald Hoffenshow.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Gerald. Welcome.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We got a big one this week. Ryan wasn't able to make it. He has some previous tie-ups that I think he talked to us about last week. So I pulled in our good buddy Hoffenshow to step up. That's what he does.
Yep. The bat signal went out, and I had to save the day
again. That's right. He's our knight in shining armor. Normally, we would have something, but I'm not going to say normally because we only have one. But generally, for the big 100 episodes, we try to do something big and special. But what we did is we pulled that little Game Stitch switcheroo, and we're not doing anything out of the ordinary for this episode 300.
I know this is weird. We're going to do a little something different than everybody else does.
Yeah, it's just another episode. We're all business here. All business. That's it.
Yep. No play.
No play. We don't play.
I know shirts are on this week.
Well, it's cold here. It's cold where you're at too, actually. But
yes.
So I am forced to wear a shirt this week. It's very uncomfortable. I'm not used to it. I like the breeze blowing on me like I'm a caveman.
Right, but you did have to dress up for 300, which is pretty good.
Yes, I dressed up for 300, so we'll go with. I put on a Henley,
and we had a special guest.
Henley. See, there we go. There's the title, special guest in Henley. There we go. Boom, done.
Right,
did half the work. Half the work's done already. This is over. Mm-hmm. We're over. Done. This has been episode 300. Right. No,
nice to see y'all.
So, how's your week been?
It's been okay. Was out of town also and didn't get much gaming done besides, like, I took my Nintendo Switch with me, was playing Minecraft on there, and then had my mobile games, was playing on the phone. But I've been really playing Minecraft on Switch a lot.
What are you playing mobile? On the phone?
PUBG a lot. And then Last of Us or Fallout Shelter.
Okay.
And then I play this survival Last of Us type thing game, which my brother-in-law plays it too. So we kind of play together on there. But not really together.
Is it zombies?
It's a zombie type game.
It's a zombie type game. Survival game. Yeah.
Survival. You have to build your little base up and go to other little areas and collect resources and to build your base up, to build your weapons.
Ah, so it's like a gear, resource management.
Yeah.
Got it. Not for me.
Well, then everywhere you go, there's little zombies, and that you have to either clear them out or kill them. There's bunkers you have to go to get special things, to get a motorcycle, a Humvee, helicopter, and you have to keep on trying to find stuff to build those up. So I played that a little bit, but mainly the last couple weeks I've been playing Minecraft on Switch, then my normal Star Trek Online on PS4. I finished Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. I finally played that and beat that one.
What'd you think of
last week? It wasn't bad. I'm mad because I was trying to get the platinum on it, but there's two trophies that are glitched.
Yep.
So I've deleted the game, reloaded it, tried it back through, and it just won't pop for me at all. So I'm just like, forget it. I'm not going to worry about platinum it then.
I hate glitch trophies. Yeah, I know. I have one more. I need to get on Spider-Man to platinum it, and I really, really want to platinum it, but I don't want to go back through and play the game. I screwed up on my first playthrough, and I don't want to play through it again to get that one trophy, because it's about costumes, so I have to manage my resources a certain way in order to get the costumes, and I'm thinking about going back and maybe starting halfway in the game and finishing it through, but man, I just don't know. There's too much other stuff coming out, and there's too much stuff that I want to play. Right. So I don't know. So no Spider-Man this week, but what I did play is I'm still in Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I stand by what I said last week. It's Tomb Raider. It's given me exactly what I want out of a Tomb Raider experience. If I really wanted to dig deep, I could find the little problems with it, like I said last week, but it's good. I'm getting in there and I'm jumping in 2-3 hours at a time, going through some tombs or crypts or playing through the game. doing a little bit of exploration and stuff. So it's actually giving me exactly what I want right now, particularly out of that game. Oh, one thing it did do is it got me, I've been wanting, the Tomb Raider movie came out this past summer. And playing the game has gotten me to where I was like, you know what, I want to see that movie. I kind of been in like Tomb Raider mode. So I actually found the movie on sale last week when I was out and about. So I watched that and it did the same thing. It's not a movie that's going to blow your face off, but it gives you that, it's a movie that gives you that Tomb Raider experience. It feels like Tomb Raider.
Right. It's not good. It's not bad, but
yeah,
it's a movie.
Probably similar to the Assassin's Creed movie, I would imagine. I haven't seen it. I'm not interested in seeing it. I think you saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, I've watched both of them. I liked the Assassin's Creed movie better.
You did?
Yeah, I liked it better than Tomb Raider.
I liked it. So the Tomb Raider movie did exactly what I want for me, and I might have to check out Assassin's Creed movie now. excuse me, just because. But, and I played a little bit of Rocket League. Most of my Rocket Leaguers are, you know, not here or weren't on when I was on. So I just played a little bit of it. I've been watching RLCS and stuff. So really, I'm trying to think. That's about all I have played. I have the first episode of Life is Strange 2, and I still have to get into that. But for me, I really, really love those games, but they're games that I have to be in a certain mood for, a certain melancholic mood, I guess. So I haven't really been in that mood yet where I can sit down and go through that. But I am super excited for it. I did some rearranging. I know you probably can't see it, but I actually spent some time yesterday really cleaning up my room and getting some new stuff up. So it's a process. But
yeah, I need to do mine. I got to rearrange. I still have the same Star Wars Lego set up behind me.
Yeah.
Got to rotate those out.
So I did some of that. But so that's pretty much... That's pretty much been my week. It's Tomb Raider and just a touch of Rocket League. Really, mostly Tomb Raider.
Rocket League is still running strong with you guys.
Yeah, we're still. It runs a little stronger with our friend Marshall 205 and Ryan. But but yeah, I'm not near as into it as they are. But they, we're still into it. Yeah, 3 years later or whatever it is. 4 years later.
I gave up on whatever. It.
Yeah, I know you did. You should jump back in. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time.
I have it down. I re-downloaded it and played a little bit one day. There's other games I'd rather play and try to work on.
So that's been that. So that's what I played. That's what you played. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast.
Welcome.
A bunch of buds get together every week and just talk general bullshit. Mostly game stuff. This is going to come out every Monday, 6 a.m. That's Central Standard Time, also known as 7 a.m. Eastern, because Eastern Time is the one that really matters. It does come out on all podcast services around the world. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Twitter is game_stitch.com. Facebook, probably ignore it because we don't do much on there. We don't do much on Twitter either. Also, if you go over to patreon.com/GameStitch and you feel like we're so awesome that you want to give us a few bones, there's some tiers over there. Take a look at it. Give a look-see. Say, you know what? That one right there sounds like me. And just, give a couple quarters. And if that's not your thing and you just want to listen to podcasts and want people not to bug you about money, hey, that's cool too because we're free. We are free. We do this for nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's always going to be free. So don't worry about it. Just chill out, hang out every Monday. Just listen to us. One thing you can do is make sure you tell your friends, enemies, frenemies, bros, bras, sisses,
coworkers,
strangers, people you're waiting for at the bus stop, people you meet in the elevator. They appreciate it. Let them know, hey, I know about this really cool, awesome podcast, and it's got cool dudes on it all the time. So that's it. That's what you do. There. See? And it costs you nothing. That's your directive for the week. I want you to tell at least all of you listeners, I want you to tell at least one person about the official Game Stitch podcast. I don't think that's a lot to ask, because I'm sure you talk to a number of people. And those of you that work in retail, well, I know you talk to a lot more than just one person. So, I guess for Gerald, as a matter of fact, I know that you happen to be, you work at a call center, right?
Not really. It's a tech support.
You know what? When they call,
I have an office. I'm not in a cubicle.
When they call looking for help, you know what you do? You tell them, "Hey, the official Game Stitch podcast." There you go. See, I got this.
Oh, it's only that my coworkers call me for, but I don't actually talk to
that's
people.
We already said stores. Coworkers. That's fine.
I know they all know. I have the cards set up, and I have a little
fits right in.
Little picture.
It fits right in.
Yep.
It's perfect. So, yeah, just
need to get some bumper stickers or something next.
You can also go to iTunes, Stitcher, any of those. You can rate us, you know, thumbs up, stars, hearts, whatever it is. Those all help too.
YouTube.
Those all.
YouTube comment, make comments.
Those all help. Those all help too. Make little comments. Yep. Like Gerald says. One thing you will notice if you go to our website, maybe go to YouTube, some of those, you will see that we are in the middle of a transition. So some of the episodes might not be up yet. Do not be alarmed. They will be. But right now we're in a transition period. We're making some changes to the website and such. And it's, you know, anytime you mess with one thing, it always creates two more problems. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah. The remodeling at the headquarters is going really behind a little bit. So we're working on everything.
Damn contractors.
I know. What are we going to do with them?
I know. Jeez. I'll tell you what we're going to do about them. We're going to get right into the news. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
We got some news this week. First thing we want
news.
Really, what's that song? Do that again.
News.
All right. The first thing we're going to talk about this week is, and just because I thought this was interesting, and I wanted to honor Ryan a little bit, and I know how much he loves his. We know how much he loves his lists, so we're going to honor Ryan and get the damn list out of the way. so this is going to be the top downloaded games for PS4 for the month of September. There's some that are not a surprise on here, and some that are. I'm going to start with number 10. Let me run through the list, Gerald, and then we'll discuss it a little bit. Okay. Number 10 was The Last of Us Remastered. Number 9 was Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Number 8 was Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 7 was Madden NFL 19. Number 6 was NHL 19. Number 5 was Destiny 2 Forsaken, the Legendary Collection. Number 4 was Battlefield 1. Number 3 was FIFA 19. Number 2 was NBA 2K19. And number 1 downloaded game for PS4 was Marvel's Spider-Man. What do you think of that list, Gerald?
It's interesting to see some of the games on there. But also, this list came out before Call of Duty drop.
Well, this is for the month, right? Of September. Call of Duty just came out.
Month of September. Okay. Month of September. It's interesting to see some of the games that are on there. I'm surprised Madden was as low as it was.
Yeah.
With the NFL season kicking in.
Yeah.
And then Last of Us Remastered.
That's the one that blows my mind. I'm not sure where that came from. Because I can't think of anything, with the exception of E3, you know, 3 months ago. 2 months ago, whatever it was, that really showcased, you know, The Last of Us 2, or really brought The Last of Us to people's minds. So I'm curious as to, I think it's amazing because it's a great game, but how in the hell did The Last of Us Remastered, which is essentially a game that's 6 years old, years old,
PS3,
7 or 6 years old, you know, debuted on the PS3 and then was remastered for the PS4. But somehow it ended up on the top 10 list for the month of September, 6 years later. So nothing wrong with that. It's a good game. Nothing wrong with it at all, but it just blows my mind. And GTA blows my mind too, because somehow it continues. I didn't realize there was people left to buy this game. It's been on the top.
But you know why it's on there? Because they do the little, they have a special, when you load the game up, they have it on there. Is if you buy a shark card, you buy this, you get money. So what people were doing, I found out you can buy the game again, get the shark card for a whole lot cheaper, and then you could sell the game to somebody online or something like that.
Huh.
So you can buy the $100 shark card for $49.
Are you still?
But you have to buy.
Are
the
you
game.
Still in GTA 5?
Oh yeah, I'm still playing.
Because I know that you've been into it since day one, and you've really gone balls out in it. Yeah, I gave up on it 3 years ago.
I do the nightclub thing. I jump in maybe an hour a week and do a little bit of things and then get a couple free things and jump back out unless there's somebody playing, but I haven't really dived into it a lot for a couple weeks now.
One thing you do is you do drag the money out of a game. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
So
and all I did was I bought the game twice and I haven't bought anything else. I haven't bought a shark car. I haven't bought nothing.
Just keep playing through it. It blows my mind. Another one that was a little surprising for me was Battlefield 1.
Oh yeah.
That's an odd one, but I do think there was a sale last month where it was $10. If I remember correctly, I could be wrong about that.
And Destiny 2 is free.
No, so Destiny 2 was free, but not the Forsaken collection.
Right, so I think maybe they bought the Destiny 2, because it was free, they downloaded it and then liked it and they decided to go after, maybe buy the Legendary collection.
Yeah, it did come out last month, so it was expected to do well, but it doesn't surprise me to see this on this list, and I still say that having it free for that month was a stroke of genius on both their parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised to see NBA higher than Madden, to be honest with you. NBA and NHL 19 are higher than Madden, but NBA, FIFA, and NHL did all come out last month in September. Madden did come out in August. It was on last week's or last month's top 10 of August as well. So,
are you still playing the FIFAs?
I don't. I haven't played a FIFA in years. They just got too complicated for me.
That's how Madden's got for me. I just can't do it. I haven't played Madden in years.
I've never been a huge sports game guy. And the ones I did play was usually just FIFA. Every now and then I jump into a Madden or something. But they just got too complicated and too, I just want to have fun with my game. I don't want to concentrate on what I'm having to do to pull off this move. And so I haven't.
Yeah, so really. years ago, I was Madden, college football. I'd get an NBA game live for 2K. Then I'd get a baseball game. It was every year. Mm-hmm. I'd play them for 1 or 2 months. And I was just man, why am I playing this when all of a sudden you trade in? You can only get maybe $8 for a trade in after you bought it 2 months earlier.
Yeah, sports games do not hold their value very well. You are correct.
No.
And I am a little surprised to see Shadow of the Tomb Raider, I guess, as low as it is. It did come out, last month before Spider-Man. But I thought I might find this a little bit more at the middle of the list. But I'm obviously in the minority there because it's down at the bottom of the list. So, So,
and of course, Spider-Man being number one, that was no brainer.
We saw that coming when it was breaking records. So, Spider-Man really comes as no surprise. So, the big surprises are number four, Battlefield 1.
Last of Us.
GTA, for me. And The Last of Us Remastered is the real what the hell is going on here for that list. I don't know. Apparently, there's a newfound love for that game, which, hey, I got nothing but love for you. So that's cool because it's a good game. More big news in the Sony world. Big news.
Big
news.
It's huge. It's big.
PSN name changes are officially announced by Sony. Holy shit. You'll be able to change your username on the PSN. What?
I know. About time.
It's about time, isn't it? Jesus. After years of not being able to, Sony has officially announced that they're soon going to be testing the PSN Online ID change feature. It's going to be in beta, and it's going to allow people around the world to finally change their IDs. It was announced on the PlayStation blog. This is initially going to be part of a PlayStation preview program. And it's going to become available to select users in the beta program that pre-register as testers, that have pre-registered as testers. So if that's something you've done, then this might be something you get to do sooner rather than later.
Right. Woo-hoo. Are you a tester?
I am a beta tester. Sometimes I accept it, sometimes I don't, because it really fucked my system up once when I did one.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes I do them, sometimes I don't.
So basically...
Are you going to change your name?
No. No.
Me neither.
No, because I'm not, you know, like... Spanky Dink 472 or anything like that. I just have a...
I wonder how many people are really going to change your name. Maybe 10%, well, 20% of the people?
If you consider the people, when the PS3 first came out, that probably came out with their name 12 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they were 14 then.
Yeah. And, Big Meat 6.
Yeah.
XXX.
And they were like, yeah, yeah, like XXX. Yeah, you know. Shaky Dick or whatever.
Spank My Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now here it is, you know, 12 years later.
Yeah, they're 28 years old, two kids.
Yeah, and Spank My Meat 4721. Spank My Meat 420 isn't cool anymore. So, right. So yeah, they might. I think you'll see some name changes. Basically, if accepted, users are going to be able to change it as many times as they'd like. First change is going to be completely free. Any changes after that are going to be $9.99 or $4.99 US for Plus members. So, first one's free. And after that, it's going to cost you pretty similar to how Microsoft did it. This is pretty cool that when an online ID is changed, the option to display your previous ID alongside it is going to be available so that your friends will be able to recognize you. So, that's kind of cool so that you're not like, well, wait, who is this? Who's button down 427? Oh, I got it. That's Leaky Dick 421. I see. Okay. Right. My old friend Leaky Dick. Yeah. So you won't mess up who people are. Who are all these strangers on my friends list? No, they're my friends. Now comes some weird caveats, though. These are completely compatible. Name changes are completely compatible with PS4 games originally published after April 1st, 2018, and a large majority of the most played PS4 games that were released before this date. Weird. Even to dig even further to the weirdness, it's important to note that not all games and applications for PS4, PS3, and Vita systems are guaranteed to support the online ID change, and users might occasionally encounter issues or errors in certain games. You can revert back to the change and go back to your original name if these problems are just blowing your system out of the water. You can only do that once during the beta. So basically what it means is you can change your name and it's not going to work for everything. And if the things it doesn't work for could fuck up your system and cause issues and problems. So that's going to be that's kind of a downside.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm glad I don't have to mess with changing my name. Because I don't have to worry about this. But I was a grown-up when I got the PS3, so it worked out for me from the start. So this beta for PS name changes is scheduled to conclude at the end of November 2018, and all PS4 owners will be able to change their names if all goes well in early 2019. So it's going to depend on how that beta goes and if this is going to go full-fledged open up in 2019. So a lot going on there. You can change your name, but it's not going to work for everything. And it might cause you problems with your PS4 or your Vita or your PS3 if you're still playing on that. I'm not sure what to do. Come on, Sony. Seriously. I mean, it's great that you're offering this system or this name change system, but come on, man. You got to make it work across the board. How can something as simple as a name change honestly screw up? How messed up is your little OS system, your little PSN system, that changing the name is going to completely scramble it?
Right. I guess they're putting that caution out there for people who do that, who decide to go back and play an older game and it messes up. So like some of the online games that have everything in, they're like maybe GTA. GTA might have something there with the name where it messes it up.
Yeah, I don't.
Rocket League. I mean, just some game that's been out for a while that people are still playing. It has to be something to do with maybe online games that's broke, but it's going to go during the beta. So if it doesn't break during the beta, when it comes out for full term in early next year, then it might be okay.
Maybe those issues will be fixed. Yeah. But
yeah, they just want to say, hey, during their testing, they see it's messed up some older games. So maybe they're like, okay, we'll send this little message out there, let everyone know that if you do this, some of these games might break or your system might break.
I mean, it's great that Sony is finally getting in a system to change your name, but it can't – I don't know that it needs to be at the expense of breaking my experience. I mean, I don't know that – I know people have been clamoring for name changes, but you've waited this long. Why not just wait a little longer and not take the chance of breaking shit?
Yeah, do it when the PS5 comes out.
Implement it for PS5. Just wait. I mean, at this point, we've got to be only a couple years away. I know they're working on it. They've stated they're working on it. Don't take the chance of breaking stuff. You have so much goodwill built up with your base. Why screw that up with something as simple as a name change? It hasn't broken you now. It's not going to break you. It's not going to break in the next couple of years, but you start messing with people's gaming experiences, it will. You're going to lose some of that goodwill. So, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a catch-22 right here. It's good that they're finally looking to implement that, but man, it can't be breaking shit because that is not a trade-off I'm willing to accept.
I won't even do that just because of that, because I do play a lot of older games and I don't want it to mess up.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this. I really hope it doesn't break stuff like they say it might. But I guess time will tell.
I wonder how many of our friends that we normally play with are going to change their name.
You know, I don't know. I really don't have one. Too many.
Two, maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe not even that. I don't know. I mean, most of the friends that we have, we are like a close-knit group. We don't really accept a whole lot of strangers in. So we already know who everybody is. I don't know that the name changes are going to be necessary because nobody's really got.
Yeah, and usually we have
one of those funky.
We have the real names on there anyway.
Right. Nobody's got none of my friends anyway have any of those like super funky, weirdo, childish names. So,
I have a few on my friends list that have the weird names.
Are they weird or are they like childish and embarrassing?
Childish and weird.
Childish and weird and embarrassing. Yeah, yeah.
One of them the ones a Big Meat 9.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I don't really have any of those on my friends list, so it's not a big concern with me.
And he's someone that that I worked with at the retail store that I met Ryan at.
Big Meat 9.
Big Meat 9. Yep.
Big Meat 9.
Yep. And what's weird, that was his password to log into the computers.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, yeah, that's a winner. Yeah, you need to just delete that guy. Just saying.
I just seen him a couple weeks ago. He knew he wanted a discount.
Oh. Did you tell him no?
Oh, no, I give it to him. All my people, I'll give him a discount. I don't use it. I don't buy anything there.
You don't?
Hell no. I bought one thing for me the whole time since I've left.
Why?
There's nothing. They don't have anything that I want.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, our other retail stores where I buy everything, the sports stuff, the hats, jerseys.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, I buy stuff from that side, but not.
But not the other one.
Yeah, Ryan's used it before. He's got it, the girlfriend something before.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the kids.
Big news for PSVR. Borderlands 2 VR is announced for PSVR. I'm excited. Announced by 2K Games and Gearbox Software. Borderlands 2 VR brings various changes to the original Borderlands 2 on December 14th, 2018. It's going to be tailored a little bit to suit virtual reality a little better. It's important to note that Borderlands 2 VR is going to be single player only, and it's also going to be adding in what's called the Zabamf time system. I was under the impression that was badass motherfucker. However, it turns out that it is badass mega fun time system. So
you know someone put in their motherfucker at first. You're like, no, we have to make it friendly.
Probably. So now it's mega fun. It's going to allow time to slow down. So essentially it's going to be bullet time. It's going to allow time to slow down to let players set up their attack. It's going to be compatible with both the PlayStation Move and DualShock 4. You can use it in either way you like. Menus have been redesigned to better fit the VR experience and are going to operate by physically pointing, clicking, dragging, and dropping objects in the menu, at least while using the Move controller. Traversal, which can be tricky with VR, can still be done using your traditional joystick controls, but you can also use that standard VR point and teleport method that is used in so many games. And this is really cool. Controlling vehicles is going to used by moving your head to aim weapons at the targets while accelerating and steering is going to be done with your joystick. Pretty cool. I'm excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
I had my VR packed away from when I took it on vacation in August. And I actually pulled it out and got it set up after I saw this news. It's set up in my system now, in my room now, ready to go. I'm excited. I'm getting this game when it comes out. Borderlands 2 is a good time.
See, I wish they did the co-op because I like Borderlands, but I prefer playing co-op on Borderlands.
I would prefer for it to be co-op as well, but I do understand there's limitations to that, particularly mm-hmm. probably the four-player co-op. So yeah. I do think that VR games, if you're going to do co-op, they have to be built from the ground up that way. I think it's too hard to implement it into a game later. I'm excited for this. I can't wait. Borderlands 2 is such a fun game. And this actually, it's funny because this is, it's a first-person game. And first-person works so much better for me in the VR world. In the VR
mm-hmm.
aesthetic. I know the same thing holds true for Ryan. He's talked about this. Actually might be one he'll pick up. Because I know he's been interested in Borderlands, but he can never get past the first person aspect. The fact that it's not co-op might draw him away from it. But for the most part, I'm excited for this. December 14th, I cannot wait. If you pre-order it, you do get a dynamic theme for your PS4. So pretty excited about that too. I haven't pre-ordered it yet, but I think I might. I actually really, really do think I might. It's important to note, a lot of people were actually a little upset by this news because the Gearbox team has been, you know, sending out some hints that they were working on something. Well, the internet being the internet and fan base being the fan base, automatically assumed it was Borderlands 3. Well, it wasn't. It was Borderlands 2 VR. And there's actually been, it's about 50-50, maybe 60-40, people that are shitting all over Gearbox and people that are excited for this. At the end of the day, there's a company, they can do what they want. And if you don't like it, don't buy the game. I mean, whining on the internet isn't going to do anything. They're not going to like, oh yeah, okay, we'll just do Borderlands 3 instead. That's not how that works. Come on, people. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the ones that is excited for it. Like I said, so much so that I pulled my PSVR back out, unhooked it and hooked it all up. So, December 14th, that bitch will be in my hands. I'll be Borderlands 2-ing it up.
Yeah, I'm still debating.
You're always debating. You're always debating.
Yeah. Depends on what I got going on.
It is right around Christmas time, so good Christmas gift. Just saying.
Yeah, my anniversary is the day before, so I don't
know. Oh, there you go. Anniversary gift. Even better. Even better. You got married in December?
Yeah, December 13th.
Wow. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So big news for me that I care about a lot. Netflix's Witcher series has cast two of its most important female characters. Before we get into this, are you a Witcher fan, Gerald?
No.
No. You haven't played the games.
Haven't played them at all.
Don't know the lore.
I wanted to play. I want to play Witcher 3
uh-huh.
because the open world aspect of it. But I know I'll get sucked in like I did GTA.
Will get lost in it. It is, but it is a great game. I highly suggest that you get into it. Okay, unveiled with a new interview with a Hollywood Reporter. Showrunner Lauren Schmidt-Hissrick said Freya Allen and Anya Shalhatra will join Henry Cavill's Geralt of Rivia as Ciri and Yennefer of Vingerberg. So, Ciri and Yennefer have been cast. Freya Allen, we know from Into the Badlands, and Anya Shalhatra from Wanderlust. I'm actually not familiar with either of those actresses, but I did look.
Right. See, now I watch Into the Badlands, and she's not really on Into the Badlands. She was in like one episode.
She played, yes.
And she just played, she played a memory part. She was just somebody who was like a little girl in there, which I thought was like, oh, they put her in that. So I doubt anybody remember because she's older now because they showed her like a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was like in the first season. Into the Badlands is a phenomenal show, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I love that show. I love
it too. It's such a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So
now when I saw this on there, I started like looking at some of the actors and actresses in there, and I was like, okay, it's pretty interesting. Some of the people that got in the show.
Yeah. It should be noted, of course, as always, there's backlash, again, from the fan base, fucking whiners. It's their show. They're going to do what they want to. If you want to watch it, watch it. If you don't. But you know what? Don't whine about it. They're not going to recast because Joe Schmuck living in his basement in Cleveland, Ohio, decided that he didn't like who they cast.
No, cheeto fingering up, complaining
right,
about it.
Right, right. Whiner. Find something important. So anyway, there was some backlash, so much so that at one point, Hissarik stepped away from social media. But according to the showrunner, it didn't affect the casting process for the series. And what she says is, it boils down to a couple things. One, this property has such a passionate fan base. I think any leak at all was going to attract this type of attention. And with any attention comes backlash to it. I do think that whatever information is trickling out there, there will be people responding positively to it and people responding negatively to it. I think that's just part of this process, part of making a television show, and especially a show this big. In terms of why people responded so strongly, I think the fans really have pictures of these characters in their minds, and I don't blame them for that. I get it. When I read my favorite books, I certainly imagine characters a certain way. There's obviously a couple lines of description of Ciri in the books, and people become very enamored with their own vision of it. I think coming in as a writer and saying my vision might look different than yours is scary for fans, but truthfully, I don't think it has to be. One of the things I feel most strongly about is people being afraid that we're going to strip out the cultural context of The Witcher, to remove its Slavic roots, the very thing people in Poland are proud of. That couldn't be further from the truth. What I've always wanted to do is take these Slavic stories and give them a global audience. So, sounds like she's actually pretty serious about where the stories come from. And she does want to honor that. And she's right when she says, you know, when you read a book, you form a picture of that person in your mind. And I'm going to tell you what, 999 times out of 1,000, it's not going to match whoever gets cast in any TV or film version of that property. So that's just kind of is what it is. I mean, you have to. That's what it is. If you want these to come to life, then you have to separate that dissonance and understand that.
Yeah, we go through that with we're into superhero movies, and we go through that with them. I mean, they cast somebody, and we're like, oh, no, why did they cast them? You hear the backlash, and all of a sudden the movie comes out, and they do a good job.
Yep, and I try not to. I try not to make those judgments. I try to look at the property as a whole once it's completed and make my judgment based on that. I do try not to prejudge because whoever the director is, the producers – the actors, the actresses, they all have their own vision that they're working on to put together. And that is, that's what they're trying to bring out. They're not trying to bring out my vision. If I wanted to bring out my vision, I'd be a director or a producer or an actor. But I'm not. I'm a guy who does a podcast on Sundays and goes to work every other day.
Yeah. I mean, they can't get all, what they're doing is they complaining because they want the top list A selected actors to do these and actresses. And I'm sorry, they don't have enough money to pay all these grade A actors to do all these movies.
Sometimes you don't need grade A actors to do things.
No, because I mean, you start with a small actor and work their way up. I mean, they get good. Right. From that.
It's a learning experience. Exactly. Although it's important to note that the series is going to be based more on the books by Andrzej Sapkowski, rather than the video game. People do know Ciri and Yennefer mostly from the video game. So you know, they, she played a major role in Cerseria was played a major role in Witcher 3. But the series itself is going to be based more on the books than it is on the game. The game is one spin-off from the book, is one based on the books, and the movie is going to be another based on the books. Let's see what else we got here. News comes, more casting confirmations. I'm not going to go through, I just went through the major ones, but we've got Jodie May will be Queen Calantha of Sintra. Bjorn Hilmur Haraldsson will play her husband, East. Adam Levy will play Mousak the Druid. And Manny Buring will play the head of a magical academy named Tisaya. Ooh, look at some of these names. With Mimi Dwenny and Therika Wilson Reed as two apprentice sorcerers, Fringilla and Sabrina. And lastly, Millie Brady will play an outcast princess named Renfrey. So, Witcher 2 has cast all of its a ton of characters. I'm excited for this show. I'm excited it's going to be on Netflix. I will be watching this, and I think so far, from what I've seen, I've seen the pictures and such. There's been some great, Boss Logic does some great mock-ups of these people, and they look phenomenal. I like the Witcher series, so I'm looking forward to this, and I'm going to reserve my judgments for then. So far, nothing jumps out at me as, oh my god, this is so bad.
I'm going to give it a try. Superman's in it. I got to watch him.
Henry Cavill. Yeah, he's a good.
Yeah, hopefully we see him without a shirt, too.
Oh, you like him without a shirt.
We see his muscles. He's probably not as big as he was in Superman, but now I'm going to give it a shot. I like those Game of Thrones. I like the medieval style type
fantasy
shows.
Fantasy style shows. Yeah, I do, too.
And I'm glad it's not going towards the video game. It's going to follow the book instead. Because if you follow the video game, you're going to want it to be exactly like the video game. If they change something up, bitch and complain about it.
You're exactly right on that. You're exactly
right. Or something doesn't happen the way, this monster's this. Yeah, and
that's
this.
Not what happened in the game.
Blah. Yeah.
Sit down and shut your fucking mouth.
Right.
And now we're going to end the news on this is a feel-good story. This is a feel-good. Let's see. Hellblade, Senua Sacrifice developers, sets up Senua Scholarship Fund for Mental Health. Ninja Theory, the developer of Hellblade, Senua Sacrifice, has teamed up with the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough NHS Foundation Trust and its charity Head to Toe to launch Senua Scholarship to help students improve their mental health and lead successful lives. Ninja Theory, who was recently purchased by Microsoft, has spent 3 years working with staff and students from CPFT's Recovery College East to gain a better understanding of mental health, as the lead character, Senua, has experiences of psychosis. They're given, they got to spend time with this foundation and to learn more about the mental illness that they were trying to portray in the game to make sure they got it right. And now they're trying to give back a little bit because of that. So they've created this trust, and students awarded Senua Scholarship will be supported by the college team to develop training skills and work towards training qualification. The goal here is to support these students and allow them to develop their skills in mental health and give them an opportunity, if they desire, to pursue a career in adult education. They go on to say, CPFT's Recovery College East does incredible work in the mental health community. And through our collaboration on Hellblade, we had the privilege of learning what it can be like to live with psychosis. And this is what Dominique Matthews said, the commercial director at Ninja Theory. We're very happy to be supporting the college in this way and look forward to meeting the very first recipient of the scholarship later this year. Professor Paul Fletcher of CPFT, honorary consultant psychiatrist and clinical lead in the game's development team, stated, "Senua as a hero in the video game embodies much of what the Recovery College is about, so it is especially fitting that this scholarship will provide a real person with the opportunities and support to face their own challenges." So, in case you don't remember, Senua's Sacrifice, Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice was released in 2017. And it did things a little different because it really brought the main character suffered from psychosis, and that was really presented in the game incredibly well, not just through, not just visually, but audibly. And they spent time, you know, Ninja Theory in creating this game and this character to ensure they got it right, spent time with CPFT learning, you know, the ins and the outs of mental illness to ensure they didn't get it wrong. And now they were so touched by that experience that they've decided to give back a little bit. They're taking their own money and they have created what they've called Senua Scholarship, named after the main character in Hellblade. And are going to give this out to people who are attempting to overcome mental illness and live normal lives. And, you know, we talked a lot, probably in the last month, about how, and we talked about how people do it, but, you know, where there are certain companies that, you know, Telltale seems to have, you know, shit all over their consumer, shit all over their employees. And here it's nice to have a story that's almost just the opposite of that, where they are taking their own money and doing something good with it based on something that really touched them in their, you know, investigation for their game. These are the stories that need to be brought to the forefront that we need to hear more about, I think.
Right.
It's nice to see that our game developers, there are game developers out there that do care about your world, that do care about this world, care about the people in it and want to see the people succeed. And, you know, hats off to Ninja Theory for this, because it's an amazing thing. Mental illness affects a number of people in this world. And it's good to see that Ninja Theory is stepping up to the plate and going, you know what? We're here to do our part for humanity. Let's help. Nice story.
Yep. Big clap. Good job, guys.
Big clap for Ninja Theory. That's good. It's important to note also Senua's Sacrifice actually reviewed very, very well. And how right they got mental illness was really touched on. So that's important to remember. And, you know, if just keep these kinds of things in mind when all the you're reading about all the crap in the world. There's good mm-hmm. stories out there, too. And this is one of them. So, you know, when you change your name on your PSN and your name breaks and your system breaks, don't blame Sony. Just think of Ninja Theory and smile. That's it for the news.
The news.
You got any news?
No.
You know what you do have? Newest, oldest, bestest favorite segment.
I know. Gone but not forgotten.
Gone but not forgotten. We take a game from our past and bring it back to the forefront and speak about it a little bit. And if you have a gone but not forgotten, you can always hashtag GBNF us on Twitter at @game_stitch. And we'll make sure that we rattle off your GBNF as well. This week, it's Gerald's turn. What do you got, Gerald?
The game I have is an old classic NES game. It was released on Atari and a bunch of stuff, but I remember the game from NES. It's from 1986. It's Akari Warriors.
Akari Warriors.
I remember playing this with my cousin way back in the day. It was we played two players, and we just go through and we would spend all day and all night playing this game. It was so much fun.
There were two guys dressed up like Rambo in red and blue, right?
Yep.
And it was
that was
top down scrolling or scrolled up, yep. Right?
Yep, you used to go sideways and
started in the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember that game. I had a lot of fun with that game, playing that game two players too. Akari Warriors. Yeah. They never did explain what Akari meant.
No,
I was a little let down by that.
But it was a fun game. That was, I just remember time spending with my cousin playing.
Played with your cousin a lot.
Yeah, because we were transitioning from moving from Georgia over to Germany. So in a couple of weeks, we're up in Pennsylvania where my family's at. We stayed at his house, and me and him would just sit there and play Nintendo all the time. That was the game that we would both of us play on, Because my uncle, his dad was like, if you're going to play that, you have to play a game with both y'all can play. You can't just sit there and play a game only one person play. So he went and bought that game because it was two player, so we could sit there and play it.
So you had to play two player games because you didn't like swap out very well? Because that's what we did. That's what me and my cousins and stuff did. We would take turns playing one player games.
Oh no, it was like whoever got to the system first and played it got first dibs.
Huh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's not how, yeah, we did it completely different.
I mean, but you have a house full of like maybe seven kids?
Yeah, no, I know. We all sat around and took turns and helped the other one through.
Oh hell no.
Wow.
It was a battle. I remember beating up his little brother.
You guys are assholes.
Oh hell yeah.
You guys are dicks, man.
Oh, heck
I had
yeah.
a good family. Your family sounds like they were crappy.
Oh, no. I mean, my dad's got 17 brothers and sisters.
Oh, my God.
Like five
How many?
Or more kids.
17.
Yeah, my mom's got 13.
So, hold on. You have 30 aunts and uncles?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just have 30. Yeah, and that doesn't even include the people they married. So you have like 60,
and that,
17, who has 17 kids?
Yeah, and just about all of them have more than five kids. My uncle, the one I stay with, he just had his 13th kid.
What is going on?
I don't know.
How do they feed those people?
I mean, the kids range from, I think, he's the oldest, so 40 is the oldest. Marky's 40, and then the youngest one is a baby.
A baby?
Of his. Yeah, from my uncle, who has 13 kids.
Ranging over 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm super confused. Let's not talk about this anymore. Oh, my God.
Yeah, just say he's got Marky is his first wife. Well, my cousin Mark is with his first wife. He's 1 year younger than me. And then his new wife is about 15, 16 years younger than him.
You lost me at 17 kids.
Yeah, it's my dad. My dad's mom and dad, and they're all the same. My mom's at all 17 of them. And there was a twin. There should have been 18, but one of the twins died when they were a baby.
Okay. We're going to move on to shout outs now.
shout out to all the parents.
I can't talk about this anymore.
With multiple kids.
I can't talk about this anymore. I can't. My brain's exploding. This might be my last podcast ever because Gerald's got 30 aunts and uncles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if they were all single. That's if they weren't married.
Right.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to do with that information. Anyway, if you give it at any of our tiers, a $10 tier gets you a shout out. Just go over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Push a little button to subscribe for the $10 tier, and you will get a shout out every week. And this week, Thomas has a shout out. It's important to note that if you don't give us a shout out, we're going to give you one because it's yours present, damn it, and you earned it. So it's kind of like mandatory fun time in the military, which is a thing, believe it or not. But mandatory fun, so mandatory shout out. And this week, we've got Thomas' shout out. And Thomas' shout out is, I'm sorry, guys. I've been looking for people to play MudRunners with, but everybody that has it either doesn't play it anymore or was out of town this week.
They're on vacation.
Or was on vacation. So.
Because I think he got the game when Ryan was on vacation.
Yeah, he was did. That? And Ryan's not back from vacation yet. So basically what you're looking at is Thomas. Do not get rid of that game. Play that game. What I'm hoping to do with this, I'm hoping to reach the world, and I want more people to get MudRunners so that they will play it with Thomas. Because I've heard that game is a lot of fun multiplayer. It's not my kind of game, so there's no way I'm getting it. Sorry, Thomas, but we had that discussion. I love you, bud, but I'm not buying MudRunners.
Yeah, I think Howard's got it.
I think Howard may have traded it in. I don't know that for sure. But
okay.
Maybe. I know Ryan still has it, and now Ryan's talked about pulling it back out. So we'll have to talk to Ryan about maybe pulling it out and playing with Thomas a little bit. or Thomas can talk to Ryan about playing a little bit. Just make him play. Just yell at him. Just be like, you went on a fucking vacation for the podcast, so now you got to play Mud Runners. It'd be like a punishment. It's fine. It's all good.
I know. I said, come on. I get the shout out. I have the tier.
You got to play Mud Runners with me. Exactly. Exactly. So that's this week's shout out is if you don't have Mud Runners, get it and get in touch with Thomas on Twitter or through us and you play Mud Runners. Thomas definitely deserves someone to play Mud Runners with him. So that's it. That's our show. Don't forget to follow us on the social medias. You can follow me at game_stitch on Twitter. No, not me. That's not me. I'm at Shirtless Dan. Let me start that over. Don't forget to follow us on the social medias. On Twitter, you can find me at Shirtless Dan. You can find Ryan at Podcast Ryan. You can find Gerald at Hoffman Show, all caps. And you can find all of us at game_stitch. If you go to YouTube, just type in Game Stitch. You'll find us. And if you go to twitch.tv/GameStitch, you'll find our channel, but doesn't have much on it. We're hoping to get back into that a little bit, but Twitch can be a little funky with the way we try to do things, so it doesn't always work well. So I think that's it. We just want to say thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for letting us, you know, fill you with information. That's what we do. But boom, we're giving you the news. It's all good. It's all happy. I want to thank you, Gerald, for joining us today, or joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for joining me, for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule of not buying clothes at your place of work and being on the podcast with me today. So I didn't have to go solo again like I did 3 weeks ago because I was horrible and I never want to do that again.
I have to do is send out the bat signal.
Yeah, I did. And I even gave you time. I didn't wait till midnight the night before.
Yeah.
I got in touch with you early Friday morning. I was like, hey, can you do this? And you were like, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, I can. And I was like.
Drove out to the headquarters and made my place. I was like,
incredibly excellent. Yep. Excellent. Excellent. So here we are. All right. This has been episode 300 of the official Game Stitch podcast. Good night.
Good night.